This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Paul McCool. He is the co-founder of the Center for Innovative GYN Care, a minimally invasive GYN surgical practice for treatment of fibroids, endometriosis, and pelvic pain. And Dr. McCool, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And certainly do appreciate your time and coming out today. So tell us, for starters, what are the benefits of performing a GYN surgery in an ASC versus a hospital setting? Let's start there.
Yeah, surgery centers are really becoming more prominent throughout the United States, and there's many reasons for that. The quality of care generally and the patient satisfaction in a surgery center is much higher. When you look at the patient satisfaction in a hospital, you may get numbers as high as the high 60s, low 70s. When you get into an ASC that's running well and functions well, you're getting patient satisfaction rates in the mid-90s. So there's something about that ASC, obviously, that patients like. And some of the main reasons we see such high satisfaction rates is because of the quality of the care. So you don't have this gigantic hospital system with all the hustle and bustle and all the problems associated with hospital administration and surgery centers and surgical suites. Instead, in the freestanding ASC, you walk into a facility that's dedicated completely to outpatient surgery. So it means it's more streamlined, it's more efficient. In single specialty surgery centers, which means surgery centers dealing with only one particular specialty, in our case that's GYN surgery, you're even seeing nurses and support staff that do GYN only. That gives them a much higher understanding of what the surgery is about and what the patients need and what their focus is. In addition to those benefits, there's also much lower infection rates compared to a hospital. There's much lower cost compared to the hospital. So you're really getting a great option for a patient to go to a freestanding surgery center versus a hospital or even a hospital-based surgery center, which is really part of the hospital. This is different. This is freestanding, and that's where we really see a patient-first approach compared to the hospital facility.
And, of course, we certainly appreciate your input in those regards. That is most helpful. Now, tell us, why should a woman see a GYN specialist versus having a procedure done with her OBGYN?
Yeah, so OBGYNs really are all about pregnancy. Now, patients need to understand that OBGYNs will do surgery, but they don't do much surgery. The average OBGYN out there does about 50 to 70% GYN and office-related procedures. Only about 20, 25% of what they do is actually surgery, and many of those surgeries are minor cases. So if you think about that, is an OBGYN a full-time surgeon? No, they're really a part-time surgeon. A GYN specialist is very different. They have usually or should have fellowship training. A fellowship means that they finished their residency, and now they went out there and they got an extra 2 or 3 more years of specialty surgical training with someone who only does surgery. This makes them a really solid and good surgeon, and all they do is surgery. So a specialist is only operating. If you go to a website for someone that you think is a specialist and you see obstetrics on that website, that's not a specialist. So a specialist becomes more of a high-volume surgeon, right? They're doing many more cases, and patients really want a high-volume surgeon because they do more. They've seen more. They have special techniques and skills and expertise to do those surgeries. And that would be akin to seeing a general surgeon, right, who does only surgery, or a ENT, ear, nose, and throat surgeon, just doing surgery, or a cardiac surgeon. You want the same for your GYN surgery. So the specialist is the way to go, simply because really all they do, all they focus on, and all they really care about is performing GYN procedures.
That right there is some very important information, and really do appreciate you're sharing that and clarifying the differences there. Now, what are the biggest challenges clinicians face when performing a myomectomy?
So So myomectomies are difficult. A myomectomy is taking fibroids out of the uterus. And if you think about it, you've got this muscular structure, the uterus, and now you have a growth in there. And that growth is causing pain. It's causing heavy bleeding. It's pushing on other structures like the bladder, which sits above it, and then the rectum that sits below it. So, you know, this fibroid is causing all types of different issues. And now you have to take the fibroid out. So when you're doing myomectomies and a laparoscopic approach, it's very different than an open surgery. An open surgery is a big cut, could be 6 to 8 inches or bigger in size, either sideways or up and down. And typically what happened is the OBGYN would take the uterus out of the pelvis cavity and they would expose the uterus on the abdomen or the belly and start taking the fibroids out. All the fibroids get removed. The defects in the muscle get repaired, and the uterus gets placed back into the pelvis, and the patient is closed. The problem, of course, with that is, you know, the recovery can be 8 weeks or longer. It's not 6, it's not 4, it's really 8 or more weeks because of the extent of surgery that's done. The abdominal wall is cut, and the fascia, the lining of the body is cut, so the recovery is longer. Now, flip to laparoscopy. If you do a laparoscopic approach and you've got these big fibroids, it's really inherently more difficult to do because you have to do it all with small instruments. So in many cases, robots are used. And a robot essentially is a device that comes down on top of the patient. It uses 4 to 5 cuts or ports. And then through the robot, the OBGYN or the GYN surgeon sits in a console and tries to take the fibroids out. Robots have a lot of problems with moving fibroids. You can't feel with the robot. You can just use the instrument and the visualization on the screen. Often you can't get deeper fibroids out in the muscle because you can't see them or get to them. Often you can't take all the fibroids out. So really with laparoscopy or robots, it's inherently more difficult to get the job done. Now, if you move to something different, which is called an LAAM procedure, which is laparoscopic assisted abdominal myomectomy, you get different results there, and you get a combination of both open and laparoscopic to get the procedure performed. Going back to laparoscopy and specialists and LAM, really, you've got to look first and foremost at how many procedures your surgeon has done. If you're with an OB that's doing one myomectomy a month, that's probably not really a reasonable option. If you're going with someone who's doing, you know, thousands of surgeries, then obviously that's the better option. So higher volume surgeons doing these surgeries, either with a LAM, L-A-A-M, or laparoscopic is a better option. So keep that in mind when you're choosing your surgeon.
Good stuff. Today we're speaking with Dr. Paul McCool. He is the co-founder of the Center for Innovative GYN Care, a minimally invasive GYN surgical practice for treatment of fibroids, endometriosis, and pelvic pain. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Female Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. McCool, how does the CIGC laparoscopic approach for myomectomy help minimize complications and achieve positive outcomes for patients there?
Yeah, that goes back to the LAAM procedure I mentioned earlier. So the LAM stands for laparoscopically assisted abdominal myomectomy. So in that particular surgery, there's two facets to it that make a huge difference. The first is that we're combining open and laparoscopic surgery together, but the incision is really small. Let's take a robot. A robot, for example, will use at least 4 to 5 incisions, and overall that incision length might be anywhere from 5 to up to 7 centimeters in size, depending upon who's doing it and how they're doing it. And the incisions are all over the abdominal cavity, so in the upper abdomen. So cosmetics is not great with that. More incisions usually means more pain. And we did touch on the fact that robots can't get out larger or deeper fibroids. The LAM approach uses 2 incisions, so one incision at the belly button, only about 1/4 inch, and then another incision down low in the bikini line, about 1.5 inches only. Realize this is not new. I mean, 30 years ago, this approach was called a mini laparotomy, and it was done by some older GYN surgeons, probably most of which have now retired, before laparoscopy was used. But here we're combining laparoscopy with what those guys did 30 years ago as mini laps in one procedure. And with this, we offer better visualization with the laparoscope. We can find things like endometriosis and take areas of endometriosis out and treat other problems like scarring. At the same time, we're placing a tourniquet, just the way it sounds, a rubber band, surgical rubber band, goes around the neck of the uterus, and this controls blood supply. When you control blood supply with a myomectomy, you have won 95% of the battle. So with that tourniquet on, that's placed with the laparoscope, that little 1.5-inch incision is made down low in the pelvic area, just above the hairline, and now we can take huge fibroids out. We can take a fibroid out the size of a cantaloupe, or one the size of an orange, or we can take out 20 or 30 fibroids the size of grapes because we have great blood control. We can see better. We have lower blood loss. We're using two smaller incisions. And so really, the patient overall does far better and goes home the same day. Now, contrast that to the open surgery I was talking about earlier, where the patients are actually in the hospital for 3 days and taking 8 weeks to recover. The LAM surgery gets you out of the surgery center setting. You know, all the benefits of the surgery center apply, and back to work in 2 weeks. It's as safe as the open. It's as effective as the open. It does the same thing the open does. It has a healing process much, much faster. The muscle is actually closed as good as an open surgery, but you're doing all that for a patient with a much better outcome and a much faster recovery time. So this is an example of a specialty-based procedure that was refined by CIGC from 30 years ago, adding new technology and getting the patient a better outcome in the process.
Certainly do appreciate the information shared on that. That is also most helpful and appreciated. Lastly, how has the pandemic impacted your practice, and what are you anticipating you'll see coming up in 2022?
Well, it was interesting. During the pandemic, you know, we were still doing surgery because many of our patients were called urgent. They were bleeding heavily, and they needed care. Otherwise, they would have to go to an ER and get exposed to COVID. So we functioned throughout the whole process of COVID, and we referred patients from different areas because of that issue. So it was very interesting. And the surgery center at that time met all the requirements by CDC and everything we needed to be safe and effective and did fine. Now we're seeing, talk about delay in care, think about it. For maybe a year, year and a half now, there's been a huge delay in care. Patients with endometriosis, patients with fibroids haven't been treated, and now they want treatment. And we're seeing, you know, I think a lot of practices are seeing in different specialties higher volumes of patients coming in. Patients are more comfortable now going, you know, to you know, a place for surgery, and they're even more comfortable going to a surgery center and not a hospital. There's still that fear that if you go to a hospital, you're going to get exposed to COVID. And it's less so now, but in different parts of the country, it actually is, you know, relatively high. So all of this is really increasing volume. The avenue of the ASC becomes a huge positive, not only for patient care and quality of care and different techniques and procedure providing better care, but it decreases infection and COVID exposure. So I'm seeing busier volumes and more patients coming in. We'd love to see it because this is exactly the type of care we want to provide to patients, you know, with or without COVID involved. It's really what patients need.
Dr. McCool, really do appreciate your time and joining us here today and sharing your insight and expertise here with the audience. It is so helpful and appreciated. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to add as we conclude today?
No, I think we really touched on a lot of positive points. You know, CIGC is one of few practices in the nation that's actually doing these types of surgeries in the ASC setting, which is really a positive for patients. The appropriate techniques and procedures create an extremely safe surgery in an ASC setting that is by all means really state-of-the-art, cutting edge. So these options patients need to consider. You know, they need to consider moving away from the hospital for GYN major surgeries and going to a specialist as needed to get the appropriate care. Patients have to be their own advocates. They have to know that medicine is not any different than other things that you do in life. You've got to find someone who is, you know, a good surgeon. Do the research just like you'd research anybody else to come help you with anything you have out there, whether it's an electrician or a plumber or getting your car fixed. Unfortunately, it's the same with medicine. Find the appropriate doctor, find the specialist, and quality of care will result. So I think that's probably one of the most important messages for patients to know.
And of course, we certainly do appreciate those concluding remarks. Again, listeners, for more information on the Center for Innovative GYN Care, visit innovativegyn.com. Dr. McCool, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.
And again, certainly was our pleasure, and thanks so much for what you do. We've been speaking with Dr. Paul McCool, the co-founder of the Center for Innovative GYN Care, a minimally invasive GYN surgical practice for treatment of fibroids, endometriosis, and pelvic pain. And for all the details, visit innovativegyn.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.